Britain's number one player and he faces one of his biggest tournaments of the year this week. Just to add to some more pressure on him, he organises the tournament as well. I'm talking squash and Peter Nicol, the former world champion. It's the Mammoth English Open this week at Sheffield's Crucible Theatre. Venue, of course, made famous for hosting the World Snooker Championship. Peter joins us on Sport on 5 now from Sheffield. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay, I'm just relaxing, getting ready for the event.
Now, not many people, of course, play in their own tournament, and it's not one that you've just won yourself, because it's the third time, I believe, it's taken place.
Yeah, not even one. I haven't done particularly well in any of the events, so this year I'm not doing any organisation or getting involved at all, and I'm just preparing to play.
How important is it to you to get back to winning this sort of tournament? What are you, 5 in the world now?
Yeah, I've gone down to 5 in the world, which is the lowest I've been for over 10 years, so it's very important coming up to the Commonwealth Games next year that I have to start this season in the right form. So that means basically winning events, and this one is the first one.
Well, you're in your early 30s now. You have to be so fit to play this game. It's such a fine line at that very highest level. I know with winning and losing. So, you know, what keeps you motivated, Peter?
I still want to win, and I absolutely love playing the game. You know, I've went through the last couple of years, and I maybe wasn't quite as motivated as I had been. But I just realised that I still love playing it. I've done a great summer's training, and. That basically, you know, playing and winning and just enjoying the competition. Because I want, like you said, you know, I'm getting on a bit, and I know that's what you're meaning.
I was trying to be a bit polite.
I know, but just the fact that I won't be able to do it for that much longer. So just try and enjoy as much as possible the last 2-3 years of my career.
So it's at least another 2 or 3 years. I know that you relish that you're mentioning with the Commonwealth Games and other things coming up. Of course, you play. A Yorkshireman on Wednesday, another man who you've beaten actually, I think, in the tournament last year, Simon Parr.
He actually beat me in the semi-final last year. It was his best tournament of the year, so I've got a little bit of revenge there, hopefully on Wednesday, but that'll be a tough match. We've played all through our career, the same age as me, so we've played from juniors all the way through, so we've always had tough matches, but hopefully I'll be good enough for him.
Well, come on, tell us then, your player and your organiser of this tournament, what happens on Wednesday if you're playing and the lights go out?
I turn to my partners and demand what went wrong.
just a word for fans I know who want to come along to this. I mean, there's some top class action to be seen.
Well, there are. There are over half of the top players in the world are playing in this event. Lots of local Yorkshire-based talents, like Lee Beechill, Nick Matthew, James Wilstrup, and myself, who I'm actually a Yorkshireman. I'm actually qualified to play for Yorkshire. You might not recognise the accent, but I am. And then also several great players from overseas coming to play. So it's as it's been every year, it's been practically all the best players in the world here to play the event. So if you enjoy your squash or you just enjoy top class sport, come along to the Crucible.
Yeah, great stuff too. Well, we hope the event's a success, and it would be terrific if you could make it a sort of Peter Nicol double.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Peter, thank you for joining us on Sport 5. Peter Nicol there, the former world champion, very much involved, of course, both on and off the pitch, or the court, I should say, shouldn't I? It's the Mammoth English Open this week at Sheffield's Crucible Theatre. Get along there if you enjoy your top squash as well. Let's stay with the rackets. Some exciting things going on in the tennis at the moment. Tim Hemmings won his first round match at the Masters.